because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, we got a second date update going on. Danny's on the line this morning. Danny, what's going on, brother?
Danny Tanner.
Really?
Wow, too soon.
That's way too soon.
Too soon.
It's sad. Why are you making us sad?
Danny Trejoden.
Huh?
What? Oh, Trejo, he's an actor. You know the one that always plays the Mexican gangster?
Yeah.
No.
Big tattoo on his chest.
Yeah, he got the teardrop eye, you know, like under his eye. And if you saw, like, if you Google Danny Trejo, you know what he's talking about. Anyway, so Danny, tell us about your date, brother. What happened?
Okay, so I met this girl, Carly, on Hinge, and you know, she's pretty hot in conversation. And, like, I usually unmatch girls who maybe have a date or just do one-word responses. But we went out for a date, had drinks, and it was awesome. And she invited me back to her place, and we had fun, didn't sleep together, but, you know, we had a good time. And, you know, just being respectful and everything, and sent her a few texts and just haven't heard back.
Okay, so I'm confused. She brought you back to her place.
Good sign.
You said you were being respectful.
Too respectful?
What?
Yeah, like, you know, like, define respectful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Respectful isn't like, you know, like, yeah, we want to do this, but I ain't going to spank you. Or respectful isn't like, you know, hey, thank you for inviting me over and I ain't going to do nothing.
No, it's like she invited me over, but we, you know, we didn't, like, sleep together or anything. We just had a good time and chatted and, you know, just hung out, basically.
So you fooled around, but you didn't, like,
right.
Go all there.
Okay, now let's talk baseball terminology. Are we the first base, second base, third base, and obviously not home run? And everyone apparently has different definitions of the bases.
Yeah, our bases were completely different when we did this last time.
Yeah, I'd probably say like second base.
Oh, so you stuck the tongue in her mouth then?
That is not second base.
Wow, I'm trying to be.
That's not second base.
A little around the belt, like not go straight to where the jugular. He's like, oh, so what? You went for? She get tonsils still? I figured that out. Yeah,
tonsil hockey.
Never had to have those removed. All right. And so after you left, you guys just did a little bit of kissy kissy. You left and then texted her, and she gone.
Yeah, haven't heard back from her.
Okay. Well, I got nothing. Anybody got anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No?
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we just give her a call right now? What was her name again, Danny?
Carly.
Okay, yeah. We're going to give Carly a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, Kimmy, and myself do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can get you guys reconnected, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Wow, that was a very emphatic hello. I dig. Is this Carly?
It is.
Hey, Carly. It's the Keola Show with Kimmy Karuba and Fat Joe.
What's up, Carly?
Good morning, Carly.
Wow, that's cool. What do you guys?
Was that sarcasm or not?
I'm
not
sure.
Hey, wow, were you belittling us or was that sincerity?
I'm excited. What are you all doing? How are the kids? Why are you calling? It's crazy.
Oh, you do listen. Yeah, the kids are
good.
Yeah,
getting big.
Yeah. You got Healy Nutty. You got Makoa. Kahiao. I got this little bug over here getting all big. Just started preschool.
Nice. This is my baby cat.
That's right.
This is my baby cat.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby cat.
Yeah.
This is my baby cat.
Who that?
This is my baby cat.
Come on.
This is my baby cat.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby cat.
Where you be at, baby cat?
Yeah, boy.
Kid getting big. He got his own new room now. So we moved into the new house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, I showed you guys a picture of the exterior of the house, correct?
Yes.
Yep. And the former owners, who are very sweet, by the way, decided, and they're farmers, that they wanted to paint the house forest green.
Okay.
Oh. Try to blend in.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, baby K, when I take him now, because, you know, I've been having to keep kind of just with him, like, teach him, say, okay, we're in a new house now. This is a new home. We got a brand new home. And so now he's like, Daddy and Kai's, and that's his name, Daddy and Kai's greenhouse? Is what he's
saying. That's
right.
We live in the greenhouse.
Kind of making it sound demeaned a little bit, but yeah, it's a greenhouse, brother. You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
You get your own yard now, okay? Call it whatever color you want, doo-doo brown, but you still get your own yard. Enjoy
that's
it.
That's right.
Whatever you like.
There you go. Everyone is doing great, Carly. Thank you for asking. Also, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking, if that's okay. Okay. So we're calling about this guy. You went on a date. It sounded like everything went really good. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a good sign from a guy perspective if a girl invites you back to her place. Yeah. And I don't know how often you do that, but he said he was respectful. You guys only made it to second base. You know, apparently you have your tonsils.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, at least in my mind. Do you know who we're referring to?
I think you're talking about Danny.
Yeah, that's right. So what happened? We just know that he texted you after that and you haven't texted him back. Is there a reason behind that?
Yes. I mean, the date itself was nice. It was good. We had a bunch of drinks, probably a few more than we should have. And I did ask him back and nothing went too far. He was sweet. He was a gentleman. And, you know, we put the limits on for that date. And he was fine about it. And then things went a little off track.
Okay, what do you mean?
How?
Did you, yeah.
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and we had been drinking a lot, and it was later in the evening, and, you know, I went in and had to do my business. I sit down, and I had to jump up immediately because the seat was soaking wet.
Oh, the toilet seat?
He'd been in there a few minutes before me, and he missed.
He sprinkled when he tinkled, and he wasn't neat to wipe the seat.
He wasn't a sweetie. He didn't wipe.
He didn't sprinkle.
He hosed the toilet seat.
Clean them. That's why. Yeah.
And it was disgusting. And, you know, look, I knew we'd been drinking and all that, and I tried to give him the benefit, but it took me a really long time to clean things up before I felt comfortable going out, and I still felt pretty gross.
Yeah, you have to, sanitize your butt.
Yeah, I mean, it was just freaking, and I knew he was out there waiting, and it was taking a long time, and it was just making, and I was just disgusting. And it was, you know, I knew we'd been drinking, and I, you know, trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I also didn't know how to bring something like this up because we really had been drinking and our conversation was doing what it was doing. And I knew he was still drunk also. So, you know, I figured, okay, it was an accident and, you know, so that was it. And then, you know, talked some more. We did make out a bit. We were not going any further than that. We both had agreed to, but we were, you know, getting into each other. And then he needed to use the bathroom again before he went home, which was fine. Didn't think anything of it. Said goodnight, all of that. He said, you know, I'll be in touch. And then in the middle of the night, I had to go to the bathroom yet again. I mean, you know, we've been drinking a lot that night. And the floor was soaking wet.
Oh, wait! Oh. So
is she on the floor, too?
Yeah, he did it. He did it not just get it on the toilet seat. He missed the whole urinal.
It was a twofer.
Wow! And
did you step in it?
Of course, that's how I knew it was soaking wet. It was the middle of the night. I didn't even know.
You got a shishi on your butt, right? And your foot. That's gross.
I mean, maybe...
I'm so grossed out at this point, I can't even tell you. And it's like, I don't know how you do that. It's not like it's a small target. And I don't have time to potty train a grown man.
Well, you know, in his defense, you know, sometimes the stream kind of splits.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I was like, you know, sometimes, like,
why would that happen?
If he had left the seat up, at least I would have known. But he didn't.
You know what, Carly? I'm sorry. We might hold on before we elaborate and explain what Joe was referring to. Danny's been on the other line. He had called us to call you, figure out why you weren't getting back to him. So, Danny, explain. You gonna blow him everywhere? And it gets all over the place. At least have the courtesy to wipe get some up, toilet bro, paper yeah. and wipe them up. At least, like, you know, make it aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, I had no idea that I did any of that, to be honest. Like, I actually went drinking with my friends at the beach before I met up with her. So, like, I guess I was, like, extra buzzed. This is, like, so embarrassing. Like, I am totally potty trained. This isn't a thing that I do. Like, this is horrible.
It seems like you need some of those Cheerios in there or something, right?
That's Cheerios. That's what you do for them to aim. That's right. until they'd be like, oh, yeah, they still and they still want to eat them. They'd be like, no, no, baby, that's not milk. You cannot, no, you're not going to eat that Cheerio.
I can understand you all, boss. You can barely stand it, and you have to pee into a little hole.
Okay, but if if you're that messed up, then you should be a gentleman and sit down if you really can't eat.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is like, and the reason I wanted to bring Danny into it, that way we got three guys that can vouch for this. Like what you're talking about, Jill, sometimes, and it usually doesn't happen when you're drunk, it happens the next morning.
Crazy times.
When you wake up and you gotta go, you know, you try to go shishi or whatever. So that's the air spray can sound effect, by the way. I don't have a shishi sound effect. You know, sometimes a stream. So one goes to the right, the other one go a little bit to the left. Like one head's about like, I don't know, 2 o'clock, the other one 11. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then right, you try to angle them to get them in the toilet seat, but it's like they're too far away. Like, you know, the one, the hour hand on the clock is going at 11. The minute hand on the clock is going at 2:30.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, bro, they're split like that. It's like, okay, I can only choose one stream.
Yeah. You gotta be very careful in those situations. Sometimes one's in the toilet bowl and the other one's outside.
Yeah, the other one
bowl.
Going up against the sink.
The sink.
Yeah.
It's hard, bro. It's
scary.
Hard. I wish I could just sit down.
Yeah, I don't, but was that the case, Danny? Or how did it get all over the floor? Because, I mean, we're
I'm guessing, dude, that's all I can think of that probably happened. Like, I was just kind of drunk, and I don't remember doing any of this. So, like, yeah, this is just very embarrassing.
What did you think? You were, like, putting out a fire? You know? Like, did you just you whip them out? And then you just like, hey, oh, hey, bro, this is, well, hold on. We got a campfire right there by the sea. Oh, and he's like, oh. She going to thank me tomorrow. Oh, there's one on the kitchen. Sorry, the bathroom floor. Oh, I would save her choke home insurance.
Yeah, you were that messed up, you had no idea that you even missed, or were you just so messed up you didn't even care at that point?
No, I don't even know. I didn't even know that I did that. Like, I didn't even know that I missed. Like,
oh. Carly, I got a question for you because I have a hypothesis. I'm not quite sure how accurate it is or isn't. You said some of it got on the bathroom floor, right?
Right.
Now, was it somewhere within the proximity of the toilet? Because sometimes, you know, in basketball, you do this with the ball. What do?
You dribble.
That's right. Ew. Sometimes you, you see.
Oh,
you sometimes you can put them back in and,
yeah.
You know, like, you get a basketball player, you dribble.
Get some dribble step over. Yeah.
You guys are gross.
we're disgusting human beings.
Very disgusting.
That would only be the case if it were somewhere within the proximity of the porcelain god. Otherwise known as your toilet.
She said her floor is all wet, though, so he must have just went.
You know, I don't know how much bigger target he would have needed, but I don't think there was one big enough for him to have done his stuff where it needed to go.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, Danny, do you have a history of doing this, is my question?
No, this isn't a thing for me.
All right. Well, hey, you know what, Carly? Like Kimmy was saying, yeah, us men are disgusting, you know? You know, in our defense, it does get a little confusing when you've got a dangler.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just both, like, literally and facetiously, there's a lot of liability behind it.
Okay.
Especially if you're thoroughly inebriated.
Not like, it's not like it's a new tool that you've never used before.
That's true.
I think that it's an honest mistake given how inebriated he was. However, I do think that if you give him another chance and you're sober this time and there's still a potty problem, then that's a no-go.
Danny, I actually got a good solution for you. I'm not sure if they make these for... They make it for kids, like Baby K and Hili Na'i. Or, well, actually, no. It's more for Baby K for boys. So you know this from Makoa and Kahiao, right?
I thought she's going with diapers, bro.
No. Because then you got to throw that away somewhere. And then you get shishi smell all over her house. You know, with Baby K, I got him a little Paw Patrol toilet seat that you stick on top of a regular toilet. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they got, like, adult versions because I don't think your uni could fit in there. But... In the front part of the toilet, you know, like the very front, when you're sitting down and you're facing away from the toilet, there's like a little block, like there's a little wall. So that when you know, Baby K is sitting down going shishi on the toilet.
Oh, it blocks it.
It blocks it in case, you know, like the shishi goes up and not down.
Oh.
I peed through that little crack before while sitting down.
So am I, actually. Shame, huh? So worse than he gets all of your undies.
Crap,
not going to walk around. I get, like, wet booty. You know, they had like a, like imagine like a barricade from where, like if you're sitting down on the toilet, a barricade in the front where you're, as we're referring to it, the dangler is.
Yes.
So that way, if you miss, a barricade just blocks him and it goes straight into the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we got to get you one of those. I don't know what your limit is with drinking, but, you know, maybe you just have to carry it with you for whenever you go to a friend's house or Carly's house moving forward.
Or in your back pocket.
On top of that, what I would suggest is that you voluntarily go to her house and clean up that bathroom, give it a thorough scrubbing.
Yes.
Mm.
Then I think, if I were you, Carly, then I think that you let us pay for dinner and drinks. You think he's a good guy? We've all made mistakes. I've had quite a few, you know. Yeah, I've had a 11 p.m. and, you know, 2:30, you know, like little double stream happened.
Happened at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah, it did, actually. It did. So he's human, but he's going to fix it. He'll work on it. And let's get you guys back on the path with paying for dinner and drinks. See where you guys go from there.
I don't really think I'm interested.
What if he gets the blockade for a shishi?
Yeah,
because then that, then problem solved.
I mean, it still is because a potty problem.
No, you don't understand. I would sit across the table all night and this is all I could think of.
Yeah, what's he gonna carry? Like a satchel like Joe, but it has his little potty thing in it.
Just get like something that you wedge between the toilet seat and the, you know, below the toilet seat, and you just stick it in there. It's just like a little barricade for where you go shishi so you cannot go upwards.
It's like a slide.
Yeah, it's like a slide.
Oh,
he's a real winner.
Yeah, you should probably work on that, Danny.
Yeah, Danny, you know, like that's something that you need to be cognizant of. Carly, you like him as a human being, right? You think he's got a good personality? There was chemistry between the two of you?
There was.
That's harder to find than fixing somebody's shishi.
I'd have to come back to your place, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and he's going to clean your kitchen. Worth it to me.
Bathroom.
Bathroom. I don't know. Sorry, Baby K peed in the kitchen yesterday. I had to clean that up.
Maybe Baby K and Danny should get together.
No, I don't want Baby K developing worse habits.
Right.
I don't need him seeing. No, don't do that. He'd be like, it's okay to do that, Daddy. I didn't know that.